Hey, welcome to the Outside Church in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and this is our podcast. Thank you so much for checking it out. Hope it encourages you and inspires you. Here's today's message.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a blessing to be able to bring this mini-series, part one, Shifting the Atmosphere. Psalms 22 reads, God inhabits the praises of his people. We were created to shift atmospheres, to be light in a dark and evil world, to spread the good news of the gospel. My question to you tonight is, are you a carrier of darkness or a carrier of light? Are you one to spread gossip, rumors, or accusations that are not proven, allowing Satan to use you to set a dark atmosphere that destroys lives and discourages people? Before we were innocent until proven guilty. Now you are guilty with no evidence. That is the devil destroying people's testimony. Satan is the accuser, and he wants us to live in a guilty atmosphere. So we enter the church carrying a guilty conscience when God already set you free by his precious blood. So tonight I declare that the Spirit of the Lord will take captive every murmuring or defamatory spirit against the people of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare the blood of Jesus protection over all those who have been directly attacked by such demonic spirit. I also declare that those who have been wounded by such will recover right now. Those who hear this message from the Lord during the week will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I just declare right now, there's a shifting happening right now in your home, in your matrimony, in your life, with your children. There's a shifting. There's an atmosphere shifting for the better. God is about to do something great and mighty in your life. The definition of atmosphere is surrounding influence, the condition or circumstance affecting growth or development, the spiritual climate. We are talking right now with the spiritual climate in your home, in your surrounding, in your church. It also teaches us that there are two atmospheres. Scripture teaches us that there is a spiritual battle all around us, that we live in two atmospheres. One atmosphere is, hallelujah, that we cannot, it's a physical atmosphere that we can't see, we can smell, we hear, we touch, and we taste. The other is a spiritual atmosphere. We cannot see it with the natural eyes or experience it with the rest of our natural senses, but it is real, and we need, and it is vital that we understand more about it, because the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this dark age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So we need to be aware of what's happening in our surroundings. I ask you a question tonight. Have you ever been in a situation where you know the air is tense? Have you ever been in a family reunion where two people have issues with each other? They haven't said anything, but the atmosphere is tense. No words have to be said for you to feel the tension. Let me say this to you right now. The atmosphere of the Holy Spirit, of purity, of praise, of holiness, of worship, of prayer, of love, and unity attracts the Holy Spirit. Just as the atmosphere of lust, drunkenness, anger, hatred attracts spirit, demonic spirit. You impact your spirit by the atmosphere you choose. I'll repeat that again and I'll say that again. You will impact your spirit by the atmospheres you choose. The choices you make with the places you go can impact the way you get tempted to sin. Be careful with the places you enter. That atmosphere there or the atmosphere there might get you to sin. Have wisdom. Use wisdom. Be alert. Have you ever seen the difference in an atmosphere in your church? How does the atmosphere you create affect the way God moves in your church or in your home or in your life? Mark chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, it says, he could not do any miracles there except lay hands on a few sick people. He was amazed at their lack of faith. This is Jesus who entered into Jerusalem, and his own people deny him and actually looked at him as the carpenter and not as the God, the Savior. And because of the atmosphere that they set upon that town, he did no miracles. He did few miracles because of the atmosphere was not set and ready for him to perform miracles. Yes, church, God responds to atmosphere as well. He is everywhere. but he does not manifest his presence equally everywhere. I will say that again. God is omniscient. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. But he does not manifest his presence equally everywhere. God only manifests his presence when the atmosphere is right, when the atmosphere is set. The Bible, hallelujah, he says that he loves a celebration. He loves the atmosphere of praise and worship, the Bible says, from his people. It says, hallelujah, in Psalms 22:3, the Bible reads and it says that God inhabits the praises of his people. The word inhabit means he enthrones or he feels comfortable enough to sit down in a place where the atmosphere is filled with celebration, praise, and worship. Whenever we set the atmosphere of praise and worship and we elevate him and we exalt the name of Jesus, he not only passes by, he sits with us. I don't know about you. I don't know how many want God to sit and enthrone himself in your home. Hallelujah. With your family or in your church. I don't want God to just pass by. I want him to sit, hallelujah, and dwell in the midst of his people. And the only way that can occur if we elevate praise and worship and we set the atmosphere, the correct atmosphere for the Lord to move in a mighty way. When you fill the atmosphere with complaining, fault finding, and murmuring, it's not an atmosphere that invites the presence of God. God is everywhere, and I repeat that again, but God's presence will manifest at a greater degree contingent on the atmosphere or environment that you and I create. We all have a part to play in creating the right atmosphere in our local church. For God to heal, for God to move, and for him to set people free. But for this to occur, we have to create the right kind of environment. You might ask me tonight, or you might ask me, what is the right atmosphere, Pastor? What is the right atmosphere? Three things you need to know and understand. Know, number one, value. Know the value of praise and worship. You need to understand the weight that your praise and worship and what your praise and worship elevated to our Lord and Savior will create in the atmosphere. It is a portal. It will open up the windows of heaven. But you also, number two, need to come prepared. You don't come to church to prepare yourself. You come to church before. You prepare yourself before you come to church. Come ready to shift the atmosphere if needed. We need to arrive with expectation, number three. That word expectation is very important because it's creating an atmosphere of faith. I come to the church knowing that God will do miracles. I come knowing and prepared with the expectations to see the glory of God and to feel the presence of God, to be a witness of the powerful move of God. Changing the atmosphere is all about being intentional. Instead of us adapting to a negative atmosphere, we impose our spirit and shift the atmosphere the way we know that it will provoke God to move in our favor. What if we can interpret space, brothers and sisters? What if we can interpret space and time and then dictate how the room will feel because we are there and we carry the spirit of the living God inside of us? Do you understand what I just said? What if we can go into a place where it's dark, demonic spirits, where people are unhappy and we bring the joy, where people are sad and we bring happiness, where people are yoked and we bring deliverance? What if we can walk into a place and dictate what will happen in that place because we know who our God is and we know the God that we carry inside of us? That's why the Bible says in Romans 12:2, we should not conform to this world. We don't conform to the pattern of this world. We don't conform to the atmosphere that this world, hallelujah, and its evilness, hallelujah, prepare or have. We change it. I believe that we are agents of change. What if we can prepare ourselves spiritually to be in any environment that needed shifting and we deliver that shifting? Church, we live way too much on defense. We spend way more time in recovering from something happening to us than us dictating what will occur. We need to act as agent of change, the way we have been designed to be. Intention is everything. And when it comes to the spiritual atmosphere, we are either on defense or we are intentionally using our spirit of worship, attitude, understanding who Christ is in our life to shift the atmosphere or the space you are in. You don't create, or we don't create an atmosphere so that people know who we are. We create an atmosphere so that people know who God is through us and in us. The Bible also teaches us in Mark chapter 2 and Matthew 9, the four men who helped shift the life of this paralyzed friend. This man was paralyzed and he needed help. And here comes four of his friends. And since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening. Remember that word, this phrase, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and lowering the mat and the man was laying on. I've come to tell you, how many of you are making an opening for someone to be delivered, for someone to be set free? These four men, these four friends, they created an opportunity. An opening is an opportunity. They made a way. They created an atmosphere. This man did not have hope, but they created an atmosphere of hope. They created an atmosphere of faith. They created an atmosphere of togetherness. They created an atmosphere of belief, of support. They created an atmosphere of friendship. And they also created for this young man an atmosphere of love and we care. My question for you tonight, which one of these atmospheres are you creating for someone near you today or sitting right next to you as you hear this sermon on this podcast? The Bible says in David, in 1 Samuel 16:23, we find David, King David. And the Bible says to us, and we read that when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took an harp and played and began to play with his hands. And then relief will come to Saul and he will feel better. And the evil spirit that was upon Saul will leave him. Oh, hallelujah. David created a spiritual atmosphere in the space he was in for God's presence to dwell in the midst. Nowhere does it in the Bible says that Saul asked David to play. David discerned the room and created the correct atmosphere for the presence of God to dwell in the midst and bring about change to Saul's life in the space he was in. Oh, I come to tell you that you have power, that you have authority in the space you're in. Hallelujah. You can create an atmosphere. No one had to tell David what he needed to do, but David knew who his God was and what he carried, that the living God was inside of him. Amen. And he created the correct atmosphere that brought about deliverance to the King Saul's life. As believers who should know and should be able to discern atmosphere, we have a choice. We can come under the dark cloud or we can rise above it. Better yet, we can participate with the Holy Spirit in shifting the atmosphere around us. But many lack the discipline of awareness. I'll say that again. Many lack the discipline of awareness to be consciously aware of what is taking place on a spiritual level. Brothers and sisters, this takes a lot of discipline to be able to discern what's happening in your home, in the life of your children, of your husband, of your wife, or wherever you are, or maybe even in your church. In the same way that we discern the dynamics of awareness in life regarding many different things, we must learn spiritual awareness as well. We must attune our spiritual senses to what is taking place so that we can use the right tools in the right situations. Just as David knew the music was smooth, hallelujah, Saul's troubled mind, we must also know what is necessary in various situations to shift the spiritual atmosphere. Sometimes it is simple. Sometimes it's so simple as acknowledging the presence of the Lord. In Acts chapter 16, 23, 26, we find the story, the powerful story of Paul and Silas. We read when Paul and Silas were arrested for casting out a demon out of a slave girl who was being used for divination. That night, the Bible said, as Paul and Silas sat in chains in the prison, they began to sing hymns of praises to God. And suddenly God's presence showed up in that room, in that cell. They created an atmosphere in that dark place they were in. Hallelujah. In that cellar. Hallelujah. In that prison cell. But their worship started before entering into that prison or that situation. I come to tell you that you need to come prepared. No matter what season you're in, you need to prepare yourself before you go into that season. Setting a godly atmosphere is a lifestyle choice. I believe one of the many attacks over our lives in these last days is called the spirit of heaviness. I will say this right now. Many are being attacked right now with the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint it unto them the mourning song in Sion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, I come to tell you right now that God wants to bring a shifting in your life. I declare freedom in your life of the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. To be removed, and God replace it with the garment of praise over your life. Yes, God is about to bring a shift, because the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Satan, who is called the adversary, he opposes us in our walk with Christ. He uses many tricks and devices. And one of his tactics is to send the spirit of heaviness upon us, which causes our hearts to be downcast. It dims our vision, robs our hope. The room feels dark where you're in. It brings a heavy, oppressive feeling. It quenches our faith. The spirit of heaviness may cause, hallelujah, may cause many at once, or it's like a plague that comes upon his people. It can be like a cloud hanging over a place. It causes us to isolate. It steals our love and makes us feel alone. I don't know if you're there right now, but I declare freedom over your life. I decree and I declare a breakthrough. How do we overcome the spirit of heaviness? I come to give you the tools. Number one, recognize it. You need to recognize that it is there. That it's in your home. It's in your life. This is not you. You are a child of God. This is not God's will for you. Romans chapter 8, 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God for us, who can come or who can be against us? Number two, do not believe anything negative under its influence. Accept no criticism of yourself or others. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 reads, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Number three, put on that garment of praise. Isaiah 61:3. This literally means to be wrapped up in praise. God has given it to us. Put it on. God has given it to you. Put it on. Put on the garment of praise. Take action. Include adoration, thanksgiving, singing and glorifying his mighty name. Get loud, get aggressive, wrestle that spirit down and tell him, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, you need to use Isaiah 6, put on the whole armor. It is your job to put on the whole armor of Christ. Prepare yourself, living daily in the correct atmosphere, such as prayer, praising, worshiping as a daily routine. Bring the presence of God, hallelujah, that brings changes and removes all negative things or remove all those situations you may be confronting or entering into. I come to tell you that in the manifest presence of God, there is a rhema, word of God, the glory of God. The enemy flees. His negative power is broken. I repeat that again. His negative power, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm going to bring this to a close. It is time to recreate an atmosphere of vision, where people can see the invisible and do the impossible. I will repeat that again. It is time to create an atmosphere of vision where people can see the invisible and do the impossible. What do you see when you look at your church? Do you see what Jesus, the imperfections, or do you see what God sees? Do you know that vision is the single most important dimension of a successful ministry? We must see, or we must set an atmosphere of worship where the Spirit of God is released in its fullness. When true worship explodes, our heart Our heart is greatly impacted by the move of God in our life. It's time to rise above what the enemy has released over your life. When you bring changes over your life, when you begin to pray and fast and seek the Spirit of God, there is victory over your city. There is victory in your home. There is victory in your church. There is victory over your children, victory in your job. Tonight, you can turn a problem into an opportunity to praise God. Who's able right now to shift the atmosphere with me tonight? Praise Him and worship the Lord. God not only deserves our praise, He expects our praise before, during, and after He blesses us. God is looking for authentic praise and not an orchestrated praise. He is looking for true 24/7 worshipers that can worship Him in spirit and truth. That can open up their mouth and shift occurs in the atmosphere that creates a space for God to dwell and begin to move and heal and deliver and save people from death to life. Are you that person, an agent of change in the hands of God, or someone that is easily influenced by demonic strongholds? I'm going to ask you a really deep question right now as you listen to this sermon. Do you attract the presence of God, or do you attract demonic spirits? What spirit is attracted to you? The Holy Spirit or demonic spirit? Because that will determine the type of atmosphere you create when you enter into a room. God bless you. May the Lord encourage you. And may you be a shift maker. May you be able to change and shift the atmosphere in your life, in your surrounding. May you enter into your church with joy, deliver, and with happiness. They can bring about change and revival in your church and in your city and in your home. I bless you, and I hope this word is a blessing to your life and will empower you and encourage you. God bless you. God bless you.